As a new year begins, mayoral candidates in Syracuse are looking toward the 2017 election, since Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner cannot run for re-election due to term limits. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, one of the first candidates to declare their candidacy, Syracuse's former director of economic development, is running on his track record of making deals that create jobs.
Ben Walsh is the son of former Congressman Jim Walsh and grandson to former Syracuse Mayor William Walsh. It is a prominent Republican family, but Ben Walsh is running for mayor as an independent.
Maintaining my independence is an important part of who I am as a person and who I believe I'll be as a leader. When I talk to the citizens throughout the city, what I'm hearing is that people are sick of partisan politics. They're sick of the bickering. They want people to work together and to focus on solving some of our most pervasive problems.
Walsh says he wants to focus on stronger, safer neighborhoods and jobs to combat poverty. As the former head of the Syracuse Industrial Development Agency, Walsh says building relationships with employers is a critical element to create jobs.
I think I've built a very strong track record of being a consensus builder, of being a convener, someone that can bring people together.
And one project he says is a great example is the redevelopment of the former Hotel Syracuse, now the Marriott Syracuse downtown.
By bringing the right people around the table, understanding what the public investment was in the project, we were able to work out a mutual beneficial arrangement with the ownership to make sure that they were hiring people that lived within the city.
Walsh is not the only Syracuse mayoral candidate so far. Democrat Alfonso Davis is throwing his hat into the race, and a grassroots organization is pushing for Juanita Williams, Miner's former corporation counsel, to run. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.